Om Shanti. Can you hear? Thank you.
Om Shanti
and good morning.
Good morning, Kaka. Good morning.
Sunday, 7th May.
Pakka hai na? Hamari golden morning ne satyug mein hongi.
It's very firm, isn't it? That our golden morning will be in the golden age, but now we have the diamond morning.
Heere tujhe ban rahe hai.
We're becoming worth diamonds.
जब मॉर्निंग ऐसी होती है,
if the morning is like that,
तो दिन भी ऐसे
you can imagine that the, you can understand that the day will also be good.
याद रहता है मॉर्निंग में मैंने क्या पाया है.
You remember throughout the day what you attained in the morning.
दिन भर में वो यूज होता है.
Throughout the day, not only do you remember it, you also use it. And in the evening, dusk time, you feel, well, it's been a very good day. At night, when you go to sleep, you feel as though you were in a lighthouse throughout the day. Even when you're sleeping in the bed itself, you don't feel that you're covered with blankets and quilts and everything, but just surrounded by light. And then you wake up the next morning, you wake up very beautifully refreshed. Time is making us this, Baba is making us this, and we are becoming that. We're not doing anything, we're just allowing ourselves to be made into that. Time and Baba are both working together to make us that. It's the time of the confluence age. And Baba is making us into such diamonds.
Baba banna raha hai, ye bhagya hai hamara.
It's our great fortune that Baba is making us that.
To bhagya, Bhagwan aur bhavi.
Fortune, God and destiny. Bhagwan.
Bhagwan.
Bhagya is fortune, Bhagwan is God and bhavi is destiny. So it's my fortune, God is my companion and the destiny is predestined, but now I remember that. Yesterday Daddy was asked a question at Oxford. So when some people ask a question, then Daddy has to give a very clear answer. Then it feels that yes, you have the knowledge very clearly. And because of having it clearly in the intellect, you also understand the essence. But until the knowledge is clear, you can't understand the essence. And then the essence is also useful. And then you feel, yes, this is the essence, but this is its clarification. This is the clear knowledge. It's very clear, not creating any kind of confusion in your intellect. You know what's going to happen. Whatever happened in the past, that's over. But what are we doing now? We're very clearly aware of what I have to do right now. This is why Baba says yesterday's Murli, the point would only remember a point. So understand yourself to be the point and remember the point. But how can you remember the point? It's just a tiny little point, very round, circular. So someone had written, maybe Daddy had written a letter. that it's just a tiny point. It's like a poppy seed. You can imagine how tiny that is. But how can you hold that poppy seed? Just one tiny little poppy seed? Or even you say God's remembrance is like the mercury in the thermometer, and you can't hold it as such. So my intellect should be so subtle, understanding that God is so subtle, and then to be able to understand Him on that subtle level. So yesterday's chit-chat for 1 hour in the evening at Oxford, it wasn't very clear for them even there yesterday, so that he felt she needed to go and do it deeper, and so she said she'll take it up today also. So subtle, something subtle is very tiny but very powerful, just like a diamond. A diamond is so tiny and yet it's so valuable, it's sparkling so much. It's a wonder of the diamond, such a tiny little diamond, and yet you look at its sparkle and it's so bright. Everyone enjoys seeing its sparkle. It's very valuable. The same way the soul is so tiny, but now the soul realizes, yes, I can increase my value. So we're changing from shells into diamonds now. And so the value of I, the soul, previously it was like a shell, now it's becoming, in fact it's not even as much as a shell, not for the self. I don't give myself that much value, others also don't give me that value. Daddy wants everyone to listen with open eyes, then you'll be able to understand. And it's not a question of having arrogance, knowing your own value, but then others will also recognize your value. You need a person with a sharp intellect who would be able to understand the value of the diamond. But those who have love for falsehood, they're not able to adopt truth. It's very difficult for them to adopt truth and make it belong to them. They say, yes, this is the truth, but I don't have this strength to adopt that. You see others being very happy owning the diamonds, but if you were to actually own the diamond, if you think that that's your own personal property, it's yours, then it would be so much better. So Baba is giving us such deep knowledge. And by having that connection with God through yoga, we develop the power to understand ourselves, to be able to discern ourselves. I know that I am a soul, but to be able to understand what I the soul am, I receive the power of that. But if one doesn't have the power to understand the self, how can they know their own value? First of all, to understand the self and then know your value. So the deeper we go into the self, to go deeper inside means to become that much more introverted. Externally, eyes and ears are open, but with the inner mind, the inner consciousness, it's like you, with the inner heart, before the heart and the mind, and knowing that the mind and heart are together in a spiritual way, but you become introverted with your heart and mind. It's with that deep interest. Then you feel that the face, all the external things, you're not seeing anything, you're not saying anything, you're not hearing anything. And the nose is a sign of your honor and prestige. Like if you might say, cut off someone's nose to spite someone. When you think of the nose, you're concerned about how people are looking at you. How are they looking at you? What is their opinion of you? And so you say you have to maintain the honor of the face with the nose. So when you become introverted, see your nose, see your ears, see your face, see your eyes. What are all of these things doing? Through the eyes, you can tell when someone is introverted. They don't enjoy moving around, fidgeting. When you're introverted, then you're able to sit still. Then there's no movement of the hands and feet. When you become introverted, you're able to go into solitude. The Hindi word for solitude is ekant, and it means going into the depth of one. So you enjoy being introverted because you're able to go into the depth of one. When you're introverted, you don't need to use your eyes, ears and lips, just like Baba. He's doing everything but never saying anything, just nothing showing on his face except that state of introversion. And because having that internal connection with God, you feel, yes, everything's working fine, everyone is doing what they have to do because he's making everyone do it. And what I'm doing is like I'm doing it as an instrument also, not with that feeling that I have to do this, I have to do this, but no, God is making me do it. When I become introverted, I go into this depth of one. He pulls me to him and he says, child, to the soul. And the soul realizes, well, who is saying, who is calling out to me? And so his sound penetrates inside into the soul through the ears. Baba says, I give you the knowledge of the creator and the creation. And the knowledge of the creation, I give you the knowledge of the beginning, middle and end. He gave an injection of knowledge to the soul. Who is explaining to me? Forget all the things from here, of this physical world. You've forgotten everything else that was surrounding the soul, the attachments, subservience and the relationships, all of that also you've let go of. And you're paying attention to what he is saying to you, and because of that attention you feel it's my great fortune that I'm able to understand it. And once you understand it, you feel, yes, I'm able to put it into practice. And when you're able to put it into practice, then it's like all the sorrow, peacelessness, everything inside is finishing. And you look inside the self and you feel, well, none of that is remaining in myself anymore. The sorrow that was there inside in a subtle way, all of that is being removed also. Whatever I have done, all of that has been written in God's account books. And someone said, but whatever has been written in God's books, can that be erased? So that he says, yes, it's possible. Like you erase something on a piece of paper with the eraser, and that still leaves a little bit of mark. But in God's account books, he allows us to let the past be the past in such a way that not even the slightest trace of it remains. And that is not sharing ordinary things today, but is something very deep and subtle for each one to understand. The past is the past. Mama's slogan was, okay, consider everything past to be the past and don't see the world as alive. Everything in the world is already dead. It's like there's no interest in this old world. And so your stage is able to become very subtle through this. Previously it was difficult for you to let the past be the past, but now realize, no, it is over. It's over and done with. The world is not alive for me, so why should I see it as alive? There's nothing that this world has to offer me.
मन तो बेचारा बिल्कुल
And through that, the mind that was totally tired, completely tired, wandering everywhere, not having a destination, didn't have parents. You can imagine what would be the condition of a child who doesn't have parents, who is homeless. See the condition of people without home, without parents. And so in the same way, now the soul has found its parents and a home for himself. And it feels that real reassurance inside. So that he wants to see from your face is, yes, you've found that home, you've found your parents. At home, it's a time to rest because the soul was so tired. But now you're able to rest by going beyond sound. There's no sound in that home up above. Where there's no sound, who's taking you there? How was the soul able to go to the land of peace? Baba took me there. Baba taught me how to fly. The soul was a caged bird, and then Baba taught the bird how to fly. Where are you flying to? Beyond the element of sky. So that the mouth also is said to be the ether because it's vacuum. And so one is going beyond the sky, the element of sky, and the other is going beyond sound. The sound coming from the throat. So, Baba's first of all taking us into silence so that we're then able to understand what he's explaining to us. And then he says, through that silence, see how much power you're receiving. And then he gives us that experience. And you experience that power in silence. There's no need to come into sound, but you come into sound in order to go into silence so that you're able to take others into silence. And that sound has the power to take you into silence. Shri Baba took the mouth of Brahma so that through his sound we're able to receive power. Today's Murali is beautiful. Baba's talking about the, what remembrance is, and it is just the power of silence. So what is the intellect? It's that divine insight. So Baba's given us the eye and also the intellect. When you're able to see yourself, when you're able to understand yourself as a soul, you see everyone else as a soul, that this one's a soul, this one's a soul, this one's a soul. From the beginning, Baba looked at us with this vision. The child is a soul, one's children are souls, one's husband is a soul, the self is a soul. And you can see that, yes, this one's a soul. And then you have a vision of the self, the soul. In that vision, you become very happy and content. Through having that vision of the self, you become so content inside. And then you become so content that there's no questions remaining anymore. When there's contentment, when there's that satisfaction, there's attainment, there's contentment. You ask someone, are you satisfied now? Are you happy now? When they feed Brahmins in the Laukik way, they feed so much good food, they give gifts. And then they say, are you satisfied now? Not are you content? No, satisfied first. So everything is done according to the right discipline. So God has given us so much and asking us, us Brahmins, but we shouldn't be dissatisfied in any way. If we say, no, this is not right, no, this is not right, then you're not a Brahmin. It's not like this, it should be like this. then that is a sign of being a warrior or a merchant. But no, a Brahmin says, no, everything is okay. They're just satisfied and content. You've given so much that it will last me for 21 births. So this is the response that we're giving to Baba in a subtle way. Baba says, you, my children, are Brahmins, are you not? He says, forget what you were yesterday. Now, the soul becomes so content, so satisfied inside by having had a vision of itself that it feels there's nothing missing, there's nothing that's still left to attain. You just feel Baba is giving, Baba the bestower is giving, and I the one receiving, I'm taking it. But generally sometimes what happens is the bestower is giving, but the one who is receiving, they're kind of falling asleep. But make yourself worthy, make your intellect worthy to constantly be receiving. The vessel is so clean that you're able to fill it with water. It becomes cool water and you're able to drink that. It's very fresh, clean water. It's the rain water. If the same rain water falls into a dirty river or a pond, then you wouldn't want to drink that. Yesterday that he was going around GRC and she saw a tank there and she said, where's the water coming from? They said, it's the rainwater that collects in that. They've made such a tank that collects the rainwater. So they let the tank become filled with the rainwater and that water is very good. It's such an act of understanding. So in the same way you receive from Baba and you become filled with that, that would be so good. But for that, the vessel has to be clean. A golden vessel. It should be a golden vessel. It's the milk of a lioness and very... It's very nourishing, very strong, powerful milk. It's not just ordinary milk. So it has to be a golden vessel with the alloy removed from it. A vessel of real gold, not mixed with any alloy. This is Baba says, stay in remembrance and the alloy will be removed. Remembrance is to remove the alloy. And then you see yourself, yes, the alloy is being removed and you're becoming real gold. You feel yourself to be cleansed. Baba's also seeing you, how all this alloy is being removed from the soul. And this is why he continues to give drishti. Baba is such an unlimited Baba. He lives in Paramdham. But he has taken the support of Brahma Baba's body in order to give drishti to all of us down here. And then Baba became avyakt so that he could give drishti to us wherever we were in the world. In the sakar form, Baba gave drishti in a physical way, but now also through the avyakt form, Baba is giving drishti to everyone and the whole world. There are many children even now who have that experience of Baba's drishti even before coming to Baba, and then this experience pulls them to Baba. Many who have come to Baba then say that we had this experience and I'd forgotten all about that. But when they come here and they see that, yes, I'd had such an experience, they see Baba's picture, they see some of the sisters, and then they feel, yes, this was the kind of experience that I had before. Even little children sometimes remember. Yesterday there was a little child that had come there. He came and hugged Daddy 3-4 times. Kavita Ben's grandson, I think. And he looked at the picture of the daddies and he's just looking at it as though he's recognizing all of them. He's only 7 years old. But
आत्मा का जिससे अंदर से कनेक्शन होता है प्यार होता
है. So where the soul has a subtle connection with other souls, with the family, with Baba, then you can see that through your face, through their activity and behavior. And if they're in a state of confusion, that also is visible.
अंदर से बाबा ऐसे निकलता है.
From inside, the sound of Baba emerges in such a way that there isn't any kind of confusion. And you can't even say it in words, thanks to Baba, but you just feel it's such great fortune that God has given me. He has actually made the soul is a star, but he says the star of fortune begins to sparkle. The soul, the star of fortune begins to sparkle. The attainment that we receive is very subtle. So those who have that deep, those who have experienced the taste, the sweetness of that attainment, the subtle attainment, they won't allow their time and thoughts to go to waste, but they'll use these in a worthwhile way. And then according to the drama, such fortunate souls, those who aware of the value of time, they'll not tie themselves in any kind of bondage. If they have any bondage, the bondages will be cut away and their time and thoughts will become worthwhile, will be used in a worthwhile way. Okay, myself, I don't have anything else. Do I need anything? Am I concerned about anything that I'm requiring? Do I have any desires? The only thought is not a desire, but the wisdom that I should use my time and thoughts in a worthwhile way. That's all I want to do. That's my only concern. Otherwise, I'm completely free. I ask myself, going deep inside, what do you want? Hey soul, what do you want? And the feeling is, Baba, you've opened my fortune and you're asking us to use our time and thoughts in a worthwhile way. I was just coming down for class and Jinti Ben phoned. They're having a retreat by the seaside. And so they said, well, the Brahmins will enjoy this. You just have a thought that this would become our retreat place. So that is saying, I should have the thought and they get the retreat place. They're saying that you'll enjoy it. It's such a beautiful place. They're having a retreat there now, but they want to get this for Baba's work. So yes, I have the thought and it will happen. My Baba's always said, child, it will happen. It's already accomplished. It's already accomplished and so it will happen again. So Daddy was saying this word. Baba had told Daddy these words, that it will happen. You don't need to worry about it, in 1965. So that's 41 years ago. Daddy had said to Baba, Baba, this room is very small for a classroom. And Baba said, it will happen, it's fine. When we were in Tennyson Road, we only had the two rooms there first. In April, we had just the two rooms. And then Baba said, it would happen. Then by next January, we had the next door building. And yesterday, they said in Oxford, it will all happen. God is saying it will happen, so why should I say, how will it happen? It means being completely senseless. The one who's asking, well, how is it going to happen, are completely senseless, because God is saying it's going to happen, it will happen, so who am I to question it? Baba says it will happen because the child has faith in the intellect and is completely carefree and is completely unshakable, knowing the fixed destiny, doesn't allow himself to fluctuate and doesn't make others fluctuate. Those who fluctuate, they themselves fluctuate and make others fluctuate. So what will happen of such souls? And they say, well, what can I do? I have, you don't understand this and this. I have this and this situations in front of me. They don't realize that it's a lack of their own wisdom, not using their intellect. And they say, well, this one doesn't have an intellect. They can't understand me at all. They use their intellect in this way. So if you don't know how to quieten your intellect, then you're senseless. This is the difference between animals and human beings. Human beings are able to stabilize their intellect. Even animals know how to eat. They know how to go to sleep. They know how to create the creation. They know how to look after their creation. The other day, Dadi was sharing a story, and she was telling about how even a cat knows how to protect its kittens. But what wisdom is it that human beings have which animals don't have? It's this understanding of the truth and falsehood, right and wrong, the real and artificial. So it's human beings who have this, what is sin and what is pure action. So Baba's given us the understanding of this very clearly. Child, this is an action, neutral action. This is elevated action. This is a sinful action. So Baba has defined very clearly what type of actions there are. Yes, all actions, all human beings perform actions. Even animals perform actions. And the animals are dependent upon the human beings. Sorry, the other way around. The human beings are dependent on the animals, because if we didn't have the cows, we wouldn't have the milk. If we didn't have the horses, we wouldn't have the carriages. If there wouldn't be any beauty without the elephants. Royalty would always have elephants. They wouldn't have the horses there. Horses are for the battlefield, but the elephants would be for the temples. It's the honor to maintain that kind of royalty. Nowadays they want very good. Nowadays people look after the animals, their pets, even the dogs, so beautifully. They give so much attention to the dogs because they consider it's their honor. Not a dog that's just barking all the time, but a dog that's protecting their home. So human beings should consider themselves, what is my value? Am I that honest? Like people have that much faith in their dogs, knowing that the dog is so loyal and faithful. So do I have that quality? Baba had a cowherd before. Brother Shiv in Pandavan, now is in Shiv Kumar Bhai, and his brother Jamna Prasad in Madhuban, the one who looks after the Murali distribution. So the two of them had come to Baba in the early days, and there was a little village. Rajubhai from the Murali department also coming from near that area, but near Kanpur there was a small village. And Baba said, this child is good, he can look after a cowherd. So he looked after that with a lot of love. Baba used to go and give a lot of love to the cows in the cowherd. And then there's another brother, Khanna Bhai, that he often mentions him also. He used to look after the cows, making sure that they got good food. So he would bring good, fresh, green vegetables for the cows. And one cow was not well, and they took the cow to Sirohi so that they could cure to a vet. They took the cow to vet, but she didn't want to stay there, and she came back to where Baba was. The cow wasn't able to stay without Baba, and she found her own way back. We left the cow at the vet's place, but she came back to Baba because she couldn't survive without Baba. There's a vast difference between Sirohi. Sirohi is, I think, an hour and a half away by car, maybe 2 hours. And yet the cow made its way back to Abu, where Baba was. It was such a wonderful scene that Baba was really amazed, but really touched that the cow made its way back to Baba. Majestia, how we are human souls, and even that we are Brahman souls, and yet we don't dangle after Baba like that. It's like we haven't got that recognition. It's like we're not remembering the sustenance that we've received from Baba. The cow is able to go back to Baba because of the sustenance that is received, and the loving sustenance that is received makes it very strong. So Baba is making us so strong that on the basis of this, in the golden age, we'll have a long lifespan and a body that's free from disease. So realize who is feeding me, who's looking after me. The bestower of fortune is giving me such fortune and says, child, don't do anything else, but just quiet in your mind and don't allow there to be any feelings in your mind, in your heart. Well, what is the heart? It's the feelings you're talking about, isn't it? So to have such beautiful feelings, well, what can I say about what Baba's shared with me, what Baba's given me? It's like I'm swinging in this swings of super senses joy. In the golden age, we'll be swinging in the swings. But now, in this final birth also, even before coming to Baba, I was always kind of swinging in the swings. I enjoy sleeping on the swing, not just a bed. In Gujarat, all families, all households have the swings, like the one that Baba is sitting on in that picture. And that he had gone to South America, in Sao Paulo. They said they've got a swing there. Like that he had gone from Suriname, and it was a householder's family. And that he was thinking, well, where should I sleep? And they had a swing there. And so that he said, I'm going to sleep on the swing. I don't want to sleep on anyone's bed. And so I said, I'd sleep on the swing. So Baba made everything so easy for us. This was in Suriname. And to feel yourself to be Baba's little baby. Just think, I'm Baba's little baby.
Baby bhi hum, vanaprastha bhi hum.
But then at the other side, I'm also one in the stage of retirement. A baby is innocent, free through that innocence, and one in the age of retirement is totally free. I've now finished everything, accomplished everything, it's now time to go home. And in between, I have to study so well that I'm able to make others like myself, so that I'm able to buzz the knowledge. My work as a buzzing moth is to buzz knowledge to everyone and make them like the self. Baba used to like the buzzing moths. It's first, even that was like the, like the caterpillar, but then it changes and then changes into a butterfly and it develops wings and changes into a butterfly. Then, talking of the bees, making the, it's like the home that it makes, a home of the clay. So the center also is like a home of clay, where you bring others to transform them. Yesterday Baba said, in the Murli, that yes, some people want to offer their rooms, one of their rooms that they have, and they themselves want to continue to eat impure food. So on the one hand you're doing charitable action, on the other hand you're doing sinful action, but we don't want that. So buzzing moth knows how to actually buzz little. It knows how to collect little and make a home for its creation. And then she looks around, which kind of caterpillar, the insect that has to be turned into the beautiful butterfly, she collects all of those and puts them in the home, and then she, it's like, then transforms them by first of all putting them in a light kind of cocoon, buzzing little, and then changing them so that the color first changes, then it develops wings and begins to fly, and then that one becomes free. So service is also very easy like this. If you change, then you create that kind of powerful atmosphere for others to get that inspiration to change also. It's the habit of the buzzing mouths. Whatever thing they're sitting on, they'll change their color into that. If they're in grains, the wheat grain, they'll become brown color. If they're in the fruit, they'll be the color of the fruit. It's those kind of insects. They spoil everything. You can't see them because they change their color. I think she's talking about a beautiful guava fruit, such a huge guava fruit, and Daddy carried it all the way from Madhuban to some other place, thinking she wants to share it with everyone where she goes. I think she was bringing it to London or somewhere else, and she said, take it and we'll share it with others. When we cut it, then it was filled with ants, insects. And Hansa's face was spoiled because she was saying, oh, I don't want to touch this. Even the chiku, the sweet fruits like potatoes, they look like potatoes. Externally, someone had sent them here. And Daddy felt, oh, it's nice to have this because it's fruit from India. But externally it looks very good. You open it and it's filled with insects. So the insects are very subtle also. Daddy was again and again saying, tell us more subtle things. And so Daddy is saying, well, all of this is subtle. If there are any insects inside, the insect of the ants of attachment or greed or of desires, it's like the older you get, the younger your desires get. It's like you wanting more and more things. The desires keep on increasing. The type of desires also. The desire to want something, the desire to hope for something. And Trishna is like the lustful desires. So the three things, three types of desires. So this Trishna that Dad is talking about, that's tamoguni. So then that is, someone was asking, well, what is sattopradhanta? So sattopradhanta stage is the highest stage. But even before sattopradhan, you have to become sattoguni, picking up all the sattopradhan qualities. A tamoguni soul has a lot of desires of wants. There should be this and there should be this and I shouldn't be lacking anything. It's like they're wanting more and more things. At the moment of death, their intellect is being pulled in food, in their children, in their family, in their wife, whatever. And Baba told us about this in a practical way. A soul was about to be leaving, dying, but it wasn't able to go. It's like, you know, and there was attachment to his son. And so Baba says, there was questioning, why isn't this soul going? Why isn't the soul leaving the body? And Baba said, until his son comes, then until his soul goes, he meets his son, he won't be able to go. So, seeing Diana's condition, Daddy also instantly asked for her son to come. Because otherwise there would be that desire still left. And yes, it was good that the son came and became very good. But don't want the intellect to be caught up in anything and the soul to live in that state. Sometimes it's like there's the desire. Sometimes you have the desire for respect and you say, yes, I have self-respect, but really I should be given that respect. But some are so altruistic that they don't want anything. They don't have any desires for anything. Then you'll become egoless. Such a soul has no desires. Ask them if they want anything. No. Today's Murli. Daddy was asked, are you going to read the Milling? Are you going to read the Murli? Daddy said, yes. The meeting with God means to change yourself. Beautiful meeting today in the Murli. Baba is talking about four types of harmonizing with Baba.
Badal jana, melt ho jana.
To mold yourself by first melting and then allowing
Itna
yourself to change.
Wonder hai, kal kya tha, aaj kya hai.
It's a wonder, what was I yesterday and what I am today? Yesterday I was very harsh, very strong in a negative way, but now very forceful. Now today become very soft. If you go into the subtle things, it's very subtle. When the mind is wandering, yes, you can tell the mind is wandering. The intellect can understand right and wrong, but yet is not able to have yoga. So are you going to have yoga with God or with bodily beings? Are you going to remember this one and that one? How did this one die? How did that one die? You don't have to be concerned about all of that, but just be concerned about how I'm going to die. Just think of what the condition, what your condition will be when you die. If you are concerned about this now, then in your 84 births, when you leave the body, it will be in a very good way. It's like from being an elevated worshipper, you'll become an elevated worship-worthy soul. Don't allow there to be any thoughts for anyone, whether it's your son or husband or anyone, doesn't matter. Don't have any thoughts about anyone. Just have the good feelings that each one should perform good actions. Don't worry about anyone, but when they're performing good actions, then everything will work out well. If you worry about them, you're wasting your time. But if you have these good feelings, then you'll be using your time in a worthwhile way. So Susan, it's like this, isn't it? If you have the feelings that everything should work out okay for this one, then you're giving them power in a subtle way to help them. If you worry about something, then nothing will reach that soul. You're not helping that soul.
So,
the Father has benevolent feelings for us. In the thoughts also, Baba has this feeling that the soul should become peaceful. Baba's words have that power, so that you're able to remember Baba's words and you feel that power. They have so much power that you're not attracted. Baba's words are so powerful. It's not like human beings' words, where someone speaks good words and you're really drawn to that. If they don't speak so well, then you don't want to listen to it. But Baba's enabling us to perform such elevated actions. So whatever action anyone is performing, Brian, Dirk, everything that you are all doing, who's doing that? Did you have the plan you were going to do these things? Did you? But Baba set you all here saying that you have to do this, you have to do this. And so it's Baba making you do these things. Everything is emerging automatically. You didn't have a plan beforehand. You never even thought that you'd be here. Generally, people have plans. I'm going to study and then I'm going to work and get a house and then do this and do that. But here, you don't have any of that. Just paying attention to Baba's study, and you have the knowledge of the deep philosophy of karma. You have the knowledge of the soul and the supreme soul, and so you check yourself, have these kind of thoughts. You don't allow yourself to have any other thoughts. Just remember the land of peace, and whatever service you are doing, don't cause sorrow to anyone. Don't take sorrow from anyone. These are God's teachings. In karma and relationship, there is the give and take of sorrow, but I don't want to get involved in that. These are God's directions, God's versions for me. That you have perform actions and have relationships, but no give and take of sorrow. You've received happiness from God, so you give that to others. Just like you are taking from Baba, in the same way you give to others. And it's not that I am giving to anyone personally, but enable them to receive from Baba. Yesterday Baba said, you are claiming the inheritance of happiness from Baba. From your faces it's not showing that you were touched by this. From the Father you are claiming the inheritance of happiness, so that you remain constantly happy. Where did you get this happiness? Well, I've received it as an inheritance. How did you receive the inheritance? I became worthy for it. Generally, you have a right to the Father's inheritance, but here the Father gives the inheritance to those who are the worthy children. So it's a very subtle thing. I have to become worthy. Baba is making me that. Someone said, I'm not worthy, but they feel themselves to be to have that kind of complex feeling, not worthy enough. But Baba says, Baba will make you worthy. You don't worry about it. All you have to do is have an honest heart. Today's class, everything is very subtle. So in a subtle way also, just have that honesty with Baba, and then Baba will make you that. Check yourself inside, and Baba will allow the change to take place. Not that I check others. Let me just check myself, what's inside me. And then just checking the self, you have that attention on yourself, and Baba changes you. And then you feel, well, Baba, how did you do this? Baba just gives a signal, child, don't do this. And you say, okay, Baba, I won't do it. Baba says, child, do this. And you say, okay, Baba, I'll do this. So this is also even more subtle. So by doing these things, you create those sanskars. When the intellect works well with knowledge, you're able to then create those sanskars, and the sanskars change. Then all the sanskars of the many past births finish. Whatever you did in this birth is erased. The things of the past is burnt away, and you become completely free. Yesterday Baba said, child, stay in remembrance. Experience the intoxication of remembrance and you'll become karmatit. So it's very simple. It is simple, isn't it? So to have such a student life till the moment you die, till the moment you leave this body. So if you are in this kind of life till the end, then you'll carry those sanskars into the next birth to go to the land of peace and then come to the happiness. So the sanskars are very subtle, but then they allow you to change your intellect in this way. So this is what knowing the soul is all about. Is Jim in class? Is Jim upstairs on the balcony? Can see. But Jim had also asked a question. In English, the translation for the two words is just the same, bodiless, but videhi means being beyond the body. In the body but separate from the body, and asharir means not to have the body at all. So I'm sitting in this body but I want to become bodiless. Arrogance is gone. That consciousness of the body is... You have to go beyond the consciousness of the body. And then the soul conscious stage is such that where there was that ego of the body, all of that finishes and you realize I am a soul. Remember, see, Shiv Baba, he is always without a body. And so we reach that stage. From here we become completely free and we reach the land of peace, being with Baba, who is the resident of the land of peace. I don't have a body. So just as he is without a body, he's the almighty authority, he doesn't have a body, and so myself being in that stage, I'm able to go to him and then I feel myself to be filled with his might. So when I become bodiless, then I become distant from everything in this physical world, and then I go beyond the body. I'm not connected with the body. And I'm able to connect with the one who is without a body and receive power from him. So it's very subtle effort. If you have any thoughts about anything happening here, there, and where, any waste thoughts, the two cannot go together. So if I'm having waste thoughts, I can never allow, make my thoughts powerful. They just won't become powerful if I'm having waste thoughts. So I have to understand myself. I have to have that mercy on myself. And then make that effort for all the time. Continue to make that effort. Let my effort become such that, not that I have to say I am an effort maker, but you feel that yes, you're naturally making that effort and success is with you in that. If you think of yourself as I'm an effort maker, then there'll be heaviness. Who's going to be sitting for Bhog now?